Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am excited about this message that the Lord, He really, like about an hour before the service, He started just downloading it. Unfortunately, it's one I'm fairly familiar with, but He's adding another dimension to it with the blueprint for 2020. And I thought about grabbing some of those prophecies and bringing them to read again, but we've already studied those pretty much at length. So you probably know what's in there. So when I mention certain things, that's going to trigger memories within you. And one of the main things that the Lord has given us as an instruction for this year is to spend a lot of time praying in tongues. You know, there's, especially in the beginning, the first several prophecies, He says things like, leave the parking lot today praying in other tongues. You remember that? And well, that's tongues flowing. That's the Holy Spirit making perfect intercession. What better way to start? And then as the prophecies goes on, He begins to add things like fast. He talks about fasting. He talks about worship. He talks about the deep things of the Word and all of the things that we have always taught here. But then near the end of those first 10, He starts talking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will be restored in the earth. He makes statements like the presence of God is going to come so thick in our services that people will have time even leaving the have trouble even leaving the building. You know, I'm looking forward to some of that. So it starts with tongues is what I'm saying. It starts really with prayer. Spend a lot of time. Do all of this time with me with like first tongues. Then it's going to come to fastings. That's a deeper, you know, I don't know about you. It's easier for me to pray in tongues than it is to fast. I didn't get any. Okay. Okay. There, thank you. Thank you. A kindred spirit. Hallelujah. But anyway, it progresses, and then there at the end, He talks about the authority that we're to walk out of. And I read a part of that this morning, that it's really the authority that's going to come from within us. So let me remind you, this week, I kept hearing these two phrases, and I didn't even look up the scriptures. You know they're in there. But Paul prayed several times that we would understand that Christ dwells in our heart by faith. Remember that? Christ dwells in our heart by faith. I kept hearing that. Christ. And that was like personal. And you could take it personal. Christ lives in my heart by faith. And then I would hear, the work of God is, but what I would hear was this part, that you believe on Him whom God hath sent. So let's get this straight now. Okay? Christ lives in my heart. That's where God sent Him. And my job is to believe on Christ in my heart, the one whom God has sent to be on the inside of me. Now, Christ is not His last name, is it? What does Christ mean? He is the anointed one. He is the Messiah. So let's say it this way. The Messiah, the anointed one, lives in my heart. I believe on Him whom God has sent to live in my heart. I believe on the Messiah, on Christ the Anointed One, who lives in my heart. Now you're ready for John 7. And very familiar scripture. We're going to look at two parts of it, 37 and 38. Now, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, let me ask you something. When you take a drink, is that water coming in or water going out of you? Okay, I know this is J&C the ball. That's water coming in. Remember what Jesus said to the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well? You know, you're getting this natural water, but if you take a drink from the waters, if you knew who I was, I would give you water to drink. You know, it'd be like a well of salvation. This first verse, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. That is salvation. That is Christ, the anointed one. That is the new birth. That is Him coming into you. So that's water into you. Then you got born again. Christ came into your heart, and that fulfills what we were looking at there a while ago. Christ dwells in my heart by faith. But now my job is to believe on him whom God has sent into my heart. That's verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, notice plural, rivers of living water. I know this is Jane C. the Ball. If rivers flow out of you, is that water coming in or water going out? Water going out. So first, Christ has to come in. But once he's in there, now you've got the anointed one, which means the Holy Spirit is in there, because the Holy Spirit is the anointing. Then you're a candidate now for the waters to flow out. Our first instruction, the blueprint, it starts with tongues. In fact, every time that in the book of Acts where anybody got filled with the Holy Ghost, the first manifestation, it doesn't tell us every time that they spoke in tongues, but you can tell, like even Paul, when Ananias laid his hands on him to receive his sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost, it doesn't tell you right at that moment that Paul spoke with other tongues. But what do we find out about Paul over in Corinthians? I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. So there's always a manifestation, and usually the first flow out is tongues. Tongues. But then it's supposed to be more than that. And just as we were sitting there just right before the service, all of a sudden he hooked this up with Ezekiel 47. So now go over to Ezekiel 47. And I've taught this passage before. I knew that it had much to do with the Holy Spirit, but now I'm seeing what it's got to do with revival and why he's got us in the blueprint for 2020. Now see, even as you're turning there, we're going to look at a river that's flowing out of the temple of God. What does the Bible say about you being the temple? Know ye not, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. What we're about to look at is a visual picture of the rivers of living water that should be flowing out of each and every one of us. And let me say it a little differently. If we'll obey him, because of the promise that he gave us in the blueprint, at the end of this, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will be restored to the church. Another time in those prophecies, he said, your reward will be doing the works of the firstborn. Am I saying, y'all remember? Is that in there or not? It's in there, isn't it? Well, let's look at it. Here's Jesus says, I didn't finish. I'm so sorry. Let me read the other verse. Man. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, plural, of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, capital S, and it should be a capital S. This is talking about the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. In fact, for the Holy Ghost, so you don't make it, hagios pneuma, Holy Ghost, that for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. See, and this is why Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. Because without the new birth, there is no holy of holies on the inside of us. When Jesus comes in and your spirit is recreated, it's like, you know, our body is the outer court, obviously. Our soul is the inner court that has to be renewed. But that holy of holies, that's what happened when you got born again. That's the new man on the inside. And it's created, we're told, in righteousness and true holiness. God, by his grace, created a place in you called the Spirit of Christ where the Holy Ghost can come and live on the inside of you, you temple of God, you. Now we're going to say, and Jesus said, now out of your belly, out of that temple, shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Holy Ghost. Woo, let's look at a picture of it now. Ezekiel 47. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house. Now, this house is the house of God. This is the temple. We could go back several chapters where he's been talking about this vision. But this is for today. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. And I'll apologize ahead of time. I know I am only a student to a certain degree of all these things. I understand the general types and shadows here, but I know there's probably tons more that I'm not giving because I just don't know it. Fair enough. But what I do know, we're going to enjoy that tonight, okay? All right. Behold, wash. I'm sure there's a reason why it says under the threshold of the house eastward. I don't know what to tell you. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters. Notice it says plural. Waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forward eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Listen, when it begins, you can follow the mighty Mississippi north, and you can follow it to where it's a little trickle of a stream. I've seen a documentary where they do that. And it's really several little trickles, little streams start coming together, you know. And no river starts off as a rushing, mighty river. It starts off with a trickle. You go far enough north, up in northwest, up into Colorado, you can step over the Arkansas River. I've done it. You can literally just step over it, you know. Now, by the time you get to the Royal Gorge, it's a pretty good river. But anyway, every river, the point is, every river starts with a trickle. Every river starts small. Okay? The water was only up to my ankles. Hey, Sue and I both can, if it's only up to the ankles, we got this. We can, we just wade right across there. Ooh, isn't that refreshing? Isn't that nice? Water up to the ankles, but it's still waters, right? Well, that's the way it starts. And I know in my own life, it starts with tongues. In my own life, I got like 2 words. I know other people. I've seen other people get, seems to me like they got a freight train full right from the beginning. I don't know how that's fair, but that's, but I know for me, it started off with a trickle, but it doesn't stay a trickle. Now watch. At first, these waters, they were ankle deep. Verse 4. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Now let's stop for a minute. You notice this is not a lake. This is a flowing river. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So Sue and I are walking across the stream, and it's ankle deep, and oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that refreshing, you know? And that would be enjoyable, you know, on a hot August day in Oklahoma. But then the waters keep increasing. See, the waters keep getting deeper. And suddenly it's to our knees. And if it's a flowing river, maybe you're feeling a current now. You're starting to, I got to kind of dig in with my feet and kind of lean into the current. Because I don't want to get swept downstream, you know. But man, the waters are getting deeper. Be faithful with what you have, and more will come. He that is faithful in little will be faithful in much. And if it starts out even with tongues, be faithful with the 2 words or the few syllables that you have. It may start off as a trickle. You say, my tongues are only toe deep. Well, they're not even ankle deep. I don't care. Be faithful with what he gives you, and it'll increase. It'll increase, okay? So now we're up to the knees, and you're starting to feel the direction of the flow. See, that's the point. You're starting, this river wants to take me that way. See, now keep going here, though. Read that part again. And the waters were to the knees, and again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through, and now the waters were to the loins. So now you're up about hip deep. Man, if it's a really flowing river, you ever seen the Colorado when it's really going? Man, you're feeling this now. You're whitewater. And you can feel the direction that the flow is trying to take you. That's what I'm trying to see. You keep at this. All that time you're praying God's perfect will for your life. We all start off, God, what do you want me to do? What is it that you want? And Dave says, if you'll continue praying, he's not only praying all these other things, but he's praying for you individually with your calling, and you're going to start feeling the direction of his flow. Glory to God. Excuse me, I'm having a good time. I think we're supposed to go this way, but I'm not sure. What should I do? How about keep praying? How about keep praying? Because watch this. So the waters were to the loins, verse 5. And afterward, he measured 1,000. Oh, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. And as I meditated on this over the years, you know, the water's up to your loins, and you, there's a tendency, and right there, I'll be honest with you, when people start knowing the direction that God has taken them, they start feeling the flow. If they don't like where it's going, a lot of times many turn around and they go back to shore. They go back to shore. You hit an impasse. I don't want to go that way. Alan talked about that this morning. He said, I was trained to be a megachurch pastor and be rich and have fancy cars and all of this. But the flow, that wasn't the flow of God for his life. That wasn't the direction. And once he started seeing that wasn't the direction, Alan could have, he could have gone back to the shore. So that's not what I want. But what if you keep praying? See, I was meditating on this one time, and I thought, okay, that water's to the loins. It's already pretty strong. I can feel this flow. I can sense the direction. I got a choice now. Right now, my feet are still touching the bottom. Right now, the decision is still mine. It's still in my ability right now to make. I can stay right here, or I can go back. A lot of people go back. I'm going to go on. And the further you go, the deeper that water gets. Pretty soon, your little tippy toes are the only thing touching the bottom. If I take one more step, I'd lose control over my life, and the waters are going to start taking me where God wants me to go. Take one more step. Take one more step. Because the waters are flowing really out of your inner being. These are the waters. These are coming out of the temple. They are affecting your natural life, and they will carry you to where God wants you to be. But now watch the end result. I hardly ever teach. That's what I taught before, but now watch this. And he said unto me, verse 6, and he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country. Now notice, and they go down into the desert, into the dry places. He's not going to be sending you to the fertile fields with the green grass and the pretty flowers. Normally where he sends us is the desert, where it's dry and it's a thirsty land. He's going to make the desert bloom with new births. Anyway, we'll keep, just stay with this. Try not to preach and just teach here. Verse 8 again. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country. They go down into the desert. Now notice, and they go into the sea. Now the sea is nearly always a type of humanity. It's in Revelations, you'll see over and over again talking about the glassy sea. That is humanity nearly every time. And I believe it is here too. And he brought forth into the, okay. Got to read it, verse 8. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country, go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which bring brought forth into the sea all these people, the waters of the sea shall be healed. And it shall come to pass. Now these are the living waters that's coming out of you. It starts with tongues, but it doesn't end with tongues. Now watch this. It shall come to pass that everything which liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. Oh my God. Oh my. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. Was not yet given, but Christ, for Christ was not yet glorified. But bless God, he's been glorified now. You've taken that drink of water, and Christ has come into your heart by faith. And now our job is to believe on him who has come, because the anointed one, the life giver, the healer is on the inside of us. And the waters, it's time to let them flow. Let's let him loose. Let's let the waters flow in Jesus' name. Well, I don't know what to do. Keep praying. Your toes will be free from the bottom soon enough. He'll take you where he wants you to go. It'll be rivers. You won't be in control anymore. Be thankful for that. Hallelujah. I'm preaching good. Man, we're not done yet. I don't know how people don't get excited about the word. See, this is the good stuff to me. Fasting. Oh, God. I love you. I really love you. Cracker juice.
I love you.
But this, I get excited. I get excited. Anyway, someday I'll get excited about the other. Oh, I love it. Can we read verse 9 again? Come on. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, and these rivers are coming out of you, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. This is new birth. I will make you fishers of men, Jesus told them. And right after the giant boat sinking load, it took two ships to bring it to shore, and both of them were about to sink. And he says, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Don't be looking at these empty chairs. He's going to make us fishers of people. Out of our bellies going to flow rivers of living water. And everywhere that they touch, they're going to be saved. They're going to be healed. They're going to be delivered. They're going to be set free. Drug addicts will be set free instantly. Alcoholics will be delivered. Just everything we've been saying, we're going to see it with our eyes. First time, every time, no exceptions, all of them. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. Because these waters shall come hither, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers, now these are your evangelists, shall stand upon it from that place to that place. And they shall be a place to spread forth nets. And their fish shall be according to their kinds. That's every tongue, every kindred. I don't care if they're Asian, Caucasian, African American, American Indian, I don't care what they are, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, agnostic, or anything else. According to their kinds, we're going to catch them all and gather them into these nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea. Look at this, exceeding many. I'm going to tell you again, our problem is not going to be church growth. We're not going to need to go to church growth seminars designed by man. Our job is, where do you put all these fish? Where do you put all these people? How do we? We'll have some over here casting out devils. People be flopping on the floor like chickens. Devils coming out. And over on this side, blind eyes will be getting open. And right here in the center, you girls will be getting the children healed that they bring. See? Amen. Amen. Where are we going to put them all? When this starts happening and people really start getting healed first time, every time, and word gets out, if you have a child in the children's hospital, and I thank God for the children's hospital, but they can only do so much. If you had a child over there that they already told you there's no hope, there's nothing really they can do, where are you going to bring that child? Right? Anywhere where the rivers of, yes, where the rivers of living water are flowing. She's helping me preach. Glory to God. I like it. Oh my goodness. Exceeding many. Let that set in for a minute. Exceeding many. In the New Testament it says, and multitudes followed him. 4,000, 5,000, and that's just the men, not counting the women and children. So then when it says, that's a multitude, exceeding many? More than a multitude, I think. Exceeding many. Now notice verse 11 is really important. I had to look it up to see what it was talking about. This was years ago. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed, and they shall be given to salt. I looked it up. Almost along any river, you'll find little coves, you'll find little areas where the current doesn't really flow in there. It's a blockage. And they become stagnant. And the water does not flow. And it's exactly like the Dead Sea. See, the River Jordan is the river that feeds the Dead Sea. And everywhere that it flows, there's life. But once it comes into the Dead Sea and it's not flowing anymore, what happens? It becomes a salt sea where nothing will live. Any churches that will not allow the flow of the river, they're just going to be the same. There's not, the healing's not going to come to them. It's not, They're just going to stay like that. If they don't want the flow of the river of life, it's their choice. But we're told plainly, they're going to miss out. We are not going to miss out. Say with me, flow, Holy Ghost. Flow, river of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat. Now this is provision. All trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. Now, if we're really going to teach, this is talking about the word right here. Because this is almost word for word. Psalms 1:1. He that meditates day and night shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, and his leaf shall not wither, and he will bear fruit every due season. And it doesn't matter what the economy does. It doesn't matter if it rains or not, because we're drawing our life source from an unseen source. Our roots go underground and tap into this river of life. And it's our meat, it's our provision, it's everything we need. And it shall bring forth new fruit according to his months. Because their waters, now notice, they issued, where did they issue out of? They issued out of the sanctuary. That's you. That's you. Out of your belly, out of your inner core. It's not your stomach. He's talking about the real you. Out of the Holy of Holies on the inside of you. That's the sanctuary. That's where the Holy Ghost dwells. And out of your belly shall flow these rivers, these waters, they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat. That's your provision. And the leaf thereof for medicine. There's your health. Not only for you, but for everybody that is the recipient of those waters that are flowing out of you. Glory to God. That makes me even more excited about the blueprint for 2020. Come down here and let those waters flow and say, oh God, you know, if your soul is anything like my soul, it gets boring. Nothing, and I hear that voice like you hear the voice. Nothing is happening. The hedges need trimming. You know, whatever, you know. Oh, yeah, my flesh, just like Alan taught today, my flesh is looking for any of that stuff, you know. Oh, yeah, that's important. We need to do that. No, we need to do this. We need to do this. This comes first. This comes first. Well, I'm so glad he hooked it up again. See, I'd seen it to a certain level, but I see it more now. This is exactly the blueprint for 2020. If you read those prophecies again now with this in mind, every time he says something like, your reward, you'll be doing the works of the firstborn. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will be restored in the earth. His presence will come. How many are looking forward to that? His presence come. I hope we get to see it. They did it at Azusa Street. The little kids would play in it. Can you imagine? Little kids playing in the glory cloud. Playing hide and seek. And I know God loved it. I wonder if they ran in there, you know, ran into like a fog, you know, run into the cloud. I wonder if it swirled. Y'all ever think like that? I wonder. You know? And God's going, let the little children come. Hallelujah. Man, I'm just very excited about this, as you can tell. Oh, my. And I'm done. That's it. That's it. Isn't that amazing? I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up. I'm ready. Is tomorrow Wednesday? Do we pray tomorrow? Pray at home. Glory to God. I want waters to swim in. I am so tired of trying to. I want my toes off the bottom. I don't want control anymore. I want the river to take me where God wants me to go. Whoo, out of my belly. Say it with me. Say, okay, yes, sir. Say it with me. Christ dwells in my heart by faith. The Anointed One lives in my heart. Now my job is to believe on Him whom God has sent into my heart. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water They'll flow into the dry places. They'll flow into the sea of humanity. And everything that the water touches shall live, shall be healed, and shall be saved. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. He told me in this season, when I'm done, I'm done, and I'm done. Hallelujah. All right.